Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Only faith that moves forward triumphs. As soon as the soles of the feet of the priest shall rest in the waters shall be cut off. Joshua 3:13. And they crossed the Jordan during the flooding time of year on dry ground. The people were not to wait in their camps until the way was opened. They were to walk by faith. They were to break camp, pack up their goods, form a line to march, and move down to the very banks before the river would be opened. Now, if they had come to the edge of the river and then stopped for the stream to divide before they stepped into it, they would have waited in vain. They must take one step into the river before the water would be cut off. We usually take people at their word, right? If your boss said you would receive a nice raise, you would accept that as truth and immediately call your wife and be elated, correct? Let's buy that new car. Let's celebrate, right? They just spoke these words to us, and so we count on them. We're operating in faith. Why? Because we accept his words as truth. So we act and react. How much more should we receive from the word of the creator of the universe? What is his word worth to you? Do you prove that by the way you walk or by the way you talk? Isn't it imperative that we learn to take God at his word too? How? By moving forward in faith. Move forward in your duty as children of God, trusting that his direction is true. Although we see no way in which we can go forward in the natural, but we forget to remember that God is the spirit and creator of all. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good and fulfill it? The reason we are so often balked by difficulties is that we expect to see them removed before we try to pass through them. Or we decide to just make a compromise and walk around them. The easier path is always around the fire, certainly not through it. But that isn't really true either, is it? Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Wow. Is that a word you can count on? Can you not receive that as truth, as gospel? But God's word is very pointed here. Wait for his direction. Pray for it. Believe in it. Join in community with others for it. Be an encouragement to one another. When one falls, the other will be there to help them up. So when he says go, don't wait for the waters to part before you knock on the door or before you step out in faith, although you see nothing. How often has that small voice directed us and we did nothing? We just endured. We just suffered in it and through it. We just asked, why me? But faith is the essence of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hoped for, not seen. It's called faith in God. God simply wants people to trust what he has said. That's why many Christians have trouble receiving from him. They don't take him at his word. And then try to do everything in their own strength. They have never learned just how trustworthy the word of God is. How many times have we left our blessings behind because we would not step out into the deeper waters? How many times did we want proof? Part the waters for me. Clear up this health issue first. Show me the money. But we stand still waiting for the obstacle to be removed when we ought to go forward as if there were no obstacles. So what are you wanting faith for? What are you praying for? Is this for you? Is this about you? Or is this for another? Or for God's glory? Everything we do should be pointing upward for the glory of God. We must come out of ourselves to discover the higher things of God, to discover the deeper waters of faith. Many areas must die in us before God will work in us. We move forward trusting in God that it will be okay no matter the outcome. So what does God say? Hebrews 10:23. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. Evening thoughts, rest assured, God will meet you there. Have faith. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled week.